Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah. Y'all.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Well, you look good.
Thank you.
How much weight have you lost? I mean, I know that's kind of a taboo question, but you look good.
20 pounds. Thank you.
That's
if good. Y'all are watching the video, you can see, like, there's a slight line on my arms.
I can see that.
There might be muscles there.
So that's cool. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. I know it's hard.
It's really hard. Yeah. Well, and then another thing is, like, I went to Mother's Day tea with Lula on Wednesday, and so we took pictures, and I was, like, wearing shorts and, like, feeling great, and then I looked at this picture, and I'm like, oh, man, like, it doesn't look like 20 pounds, even though I feel like 20 pounds, so that was kind of a little interesting moment.
Well, I think you always feel it first. Like, I always feel when I've lost the weight first.
That's
where
true.
You can feel, like, lighter.
Yeah.
And your clothes fit differently, but I can see it just mm-hmm. looking at you in this, you know, and for those who are just listening, we do record video as well. We have a yes. YouTube channel, but I can tell you look like you've lost weight. So that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little ways to go, but a lot of progress has been made. It's great.
Yeah. Well, and I think also too, you were saying earlier that it's not just your exercising, but it's all
mental. Like,
yeah, it's all of the above.
Yeah, get your life together challenge. That's what it is. So yeah, time management has, like, really become a thing though, because you have to work out twice a day with this program. So that's really, really hard when you're a mom, mill spouse, entrepreneur, doing all the things and the work and grocery store pickup is great. Let's just say that.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is really mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Mill Spouse Coffee House, everybody. I'm Brittany.
I'm Leslie.
And we are here for another episode. We just jumped right in today and just started talking like we usually do.
Yep. Welcome to the coffee house.
Yeah.
Have a seat, grab a glass, or a mug, or a solo cup.
Or whatever.
Or your kids' cereal bowl with the straw so you can drink the milk afterwards.
That is good.
Do they still make those?
The cereal bowl. Cereal bowls with the straws. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you this because I don't know if you saw this Facebook message, but there was an episode where we were talking about the Tupperware cups, your plastic Tupperware cups. And somebody said you can buy them on Amazon and sent the Amazon link. So I was like, of course you can buy it on Amazon. But
awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, my friend who knows about Tupperware cups.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
You can get them on Amazon. So, well, what do you have going on this week? I feel like we should just kind of catch up and just let everybody know what's going on. Like, I know that you've got school that you're finishing up and.
Oh, finishing up 2 more classes. Then graduation is happening. Yes. Yeah. So I've got, like, I don't know, 3 weeks off. So I don't know what's happening. Freedom.
Freedom
is happening. Ooh, those of you who are students on top of everything else, man, we are doing stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot. Mm.
So yeah, I guess I went to bed before 11 o'clock for the last 3 days. Also very exciting. But yeah, Mother's Day is coming up.
I know. And you know what? I always forget about Mother's Day, but.
Yeah, I guess it'll be over by the time this airs.
It will. And today is.
Late happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yes.
Mothers.
I hope everybody had a fantastic Mother's Day, whether you being a mother or you celebrating your mother or your grandmother or somebody who is a mother figure to you. I hope you had mm-hmm. a great day. And then we're also recording this on Military Spouse Appreciation Day. So we appreciate everybody.
Yes. Anyone listening to this, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And last night was the Military Spouse.
Yes, that's where I was going. I was up late watching it live.
Did you watch it? Because I watched it too. I was like, Oh my gosh, I couldn't. I was sitting there with my phone and I had my earphones in. My husband's like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "This is the thing that I was supposed to go to, but I couldn't." So I'm watching live, but it was great. It was really awesome. The suspense was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Holly is. I don't want to miss.
Holly Vega, is winner. So congratulations to Holly. She was up, you know, there. Every military spouse that was nominated, in general, it just
anybody
and all. I mean, we're all in the same boat, and we're all supporting each other. So, what a great mm-hmm. cause.
Congratulations to anyone and everyone who was there. But yes, Holly, she's also USMC Spouse of the Year. Just saying. So I'm a little biased.
Well, congratulations, and we look forward to seeing all of the great things that is going to be coming from Holly and her campaigning and her whatever her what is it, her what's the word, her,
I feel like campaign was the right word,
her, yeah, maybe campaign is the right word,
I don't know.
Okay.
crusade
that is not
the right word.
y'all know what I'm trying to say. Her. I think
it is campaign, because it's like Miss America. You get to travel and you get to, you know, have your platform and talk about all the things.
Focus. I don't know. Whatever she wants to focus on. So I'm looking
for military kids. That's her.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. So those of you who have kids, you know, the military. What military kids? Didn't we just have a week on them? About them.
Kids Week.
Yeah.
Purple Up.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think it's in April. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I feel like we did just do that. So yeah, Holly's going to be your go-to. So we'll drop her info when this airs. Y'all, those of you who are watching, I just like pointed down. I don't know.
That's great.
It'll be down there when this.
Yeah, it will be down there. It will be down under in the comments. So that was right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, before we get started, I just wanted to read an email from a listener that we got actually a really long time ago. And it's an embarrassing story. And I thought it would be great if we could share it on this episode real quick.
Yes.
Good with that?
I am good. I love stories.
Yeah. So I'll just read it. This comes from Janine. So Janine, thank you so much for sending this to us. You actually sent this to us like several months ago. So thank
you. So Janine's good with us saying her name, though, if this is embarrassing?
Well, we're just going to say Janine. We're not going to say who her last name is. There could be like 8 million Janines out there.
Right. Also true. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We also have 8 million listeners.
Yeah, we do.
So this is Janine's story. She says, embarrassing stories. How much time do you have? I definitely could fill an entire hour talking about my mishaps and misadventures, from bleeding knees because I fell on gravel before a formal event to a diaper explosion on a white dress. I have
girl.
My mill spouse related most embarrassing moment was the following. We were at a family event. Me as a brand new fiance and foreign spouse, think language issues combined with etiquette unknowledge. He introduced himself as Dave, and I assumed he was one of the coworkers. So I casually joked with him and his wife, shared some stories, you know, the kind of thing you do with peers you just met, except he wasn't. He was the squadron commander, which I learned after my husband spoke all formal with him when he finally found me again in the crowd. I get a really good laugh out of it now, but in that moment, I just wanted to die or disappear. And then she says, I can't wait to hear all of the other stories and laugh out loud on the bus, because that's who I love the podcast. Keep it up, Janine. So.
Janine, thank you.
Shout out to Janine.
All probably done that.
Yeah.
And it is, especially when you're new, like you're a fiance, not even married yet. So,
yeah.
Whoopsie.
But you know what?
Dave probably didn't care.
Dave didn't care.
He didn't.
Good old Dave,
right? Yeah, we've all done that. It's so funny that she mentioned like how her husband or fiance at the time got real formal with him, because it's like you go and like you're all casual and cool, and then all of a sudden like he comes over and is like, "Good afternoon, sir," like da da da, and you're like, "Okay,"
you're like, "Should I
see?
Should I curtsy?"
No, just need wine. Where's the wine? Over there.
Exactly. Where can I run off to right now? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's totally relatable. I think we've all done that for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, but so. We just got to keep in mind at the end of the day, you guys, we're, well, some of us are actually active duty or veterans, but we're civilians. So yeah,
it doesn't matter. It
doesn't really matter.
No.
But yeah, we do want to make, you know, we don't want to make a fool of ourselves and our husbands or wives or.
I just thought it was a fun story to share because I could imagine it being pretty embarrassing. And thank you again for sending that in. If y'all have embarrassing stories or anything you want us to read on the podcast, send them to us at hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com and we will be happy to share.
Yes, that's less embarrassing stories about ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
True, true.
Although we have endless ones. It's fine.
Yeah.
Remember, speaking of you guys, if embarrassing. Yep.
Oh, God.
Go back to Where's the Toothpick? What episode is that?
It was in season one. Yeah. I found a toothpick.
If you just go listen to it, it's really good. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. Thanks for bringing up that memory.
You're welcome. Thank you, Janine, for reminding me.
All right. I want to talk about real quick before we jump into our topic, our sponsor for today, for this episode. It is West House. Have you heard of West House?
I have not heard of West House.
Really?
No. So tell me about them.
You have to go to shopwesthouse.com and check out the merchandise on this website. It's so awesome. There's clothing. There's like gift boxes that are already put together that
ooh,
you
love
ship
that.
Friends. There's jewelry. There's stationery. There's for the home stuff that you can do on there. And it's just, I love the t-shirts that are there. They've got some great kids t-shirts and t-shirts for military spouses. So, just a couple things about West House. It's MilSpouse owned. It's an online boutique providing home decor, apparel, and gifts for the modern military spouse. And at West House, they believe that connections can happen in the most simple ways, that thoughtful giving shouldn't be complicated. So everybody can go to shopwesthouse.com. So it's shopwesthouse.com and go buy all the things.
Yes, I'm actually looking at their website right now. So cute.
Yeah, the bloom box. Oh my gosh, I love that. I love the bloom box. And then if you go to the teas, I love the tea that says coffees and ceremonies and countdowns and community. The Mill Spouse Life Adult T-shirt. So
ooh,
awesome.
That is, yeah, that's all the things we're real good at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, yes. And they've got PCS faves. And it is PCS season.
Yes. Yes. So y'all go to shopwesthouse.com. Serena, the owner over there, is a fellow military spouse. And you're going to just love everything on there. I just know it. So
awesome.
Thanks.
Love it.
Okay.
All right. So our topic is getting out of your comfort zone.
Oh, man.
Yep. I know, it's tough. It's tough. But like we talked about in the beginning, I had to do that. That's how I lost 20 pounds, you guys.
Well, that's a really good point.
Actually, I realized I was about 10 pounds in, because the first 10 pounds came off pretty easily because I did have enough extra, you know, like when you've got a lot of extra weight, the little bit is easy to go, and then it gets harder and harder and harder. Right. And I realized that I was getting really, really comfortable with my workouts because I had done like, you know, a month of doing about the same thing over and over, and it was getting easy, and I was stuck at 10 pounds for like 2 weeks. And I was like, dang it, we're gonna have to up this. And I did. And it's great.
What did you change? Did you like do more weightlifting?
Yeah, more weight. Changed up the way I was eating a little bit because I really significantly cut my calories in the beginning. And then I think it reset my metabolism, honestly.
Yeah.
And then so I got used to it again. So I had to change things up a little bit, you know, do the whole, you know, 5 small meals throughout the day, keep eating, which is kind of hard to do also.
That's
because
what I've
heard. Used to eating, like, I didn't really eat breakfast, and then I ate a fairly big lunch, a couple snacks, like a snack maybe, and then a really big dinner, and that's how that happened. And so trying to remember to eat in the morning is out of my comfort zone. But fine.
Well, anything that's going to change, I think your normal routine is going to be outside of your comfort zone. Like, that kind of was my motto for 2019, was be uncomfortable. And it really has been something that has provided me multiple opportunities and just connections and conversations and things that I never thought that would happen without that uncomfortable mm-hmm. feeling.
Yeah. I mean, really, at the end of the day, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Right. Because there's going to be no change unless you do. So if you're not happy with the way that something is going, like, it's scary to change things. Mm-hmm. And I also, being uncomfortable, like, I don't like being vulnerable. I don't like sharing my feelings. Like, that's another way that you can be uncomfortable. So if you see things like where it's like, oh, my relationship is stuck, or, you know, I keep getting in fights with my sister, or, and this is all like hypothetical kind of things, but I mean, for me, those kind of issues come up because I don't like being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to understand that it's okay, that feelings are okay. Like, for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally agree.
And you have to be okay with changing, because I can sit here and be like, oh, I'm so sick of my husband doing this, or I'm so sick of blah, blah, blah. But if I'm not changing the way that I feel or the way that I act for something, then there's not going to be any change.
Right. Yeah. And you're comfortable, like, with the way things are, the status quo.
Yes.
Status quo, everything's great, but really that leads to being stuck.
Being stuck and stagnant and just kind
stagnant. Nobody likes that.
No.
It's just not good for growth. And, you know, if you ain't growing, you're dying. So
that's true. Yeah. So be comfortable with being uncomfortable, whether it's like changing your workout routine, or even like if you need to find friends, going up to that person at a coffee shop and being like, hey, I'm new here.
Yeah, that's like the most uncomfortable thing ever, is just like, oh, I'm really new. What are, you know, because then there's all the things that go through your head. Like, you know, they're already a clique. They're not going to want me in.
Right.
They're already situated. All these things, which is not true, by the way. More often than not, that is not a real thing. That is something you made up in your mind. And I heard an interesting thing about worrying, but it's also kind of putting scenarios in your head like that, of like overthinking. You're making yourself live through something that is probably never actually going to happen.
Right.
So you're like torturing yourself for no reason.
Yeah. Well, and that's
you know, if it happens, it happens, and then you can, like, move on. But if it doesn't happen, don't think about it, because it's never going to happen, and your life would have been a lot easier.
Well, you're playing the what-if game, right?
Yes.
What if? The should have been, the could have been, the what if. Like, just let it go and move on to the next thing. And what do they say? Like, when I take yoga, I always love the part where they're like, when a thought comes into your head, acknowledge it and push it out of your mind. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have to physically push it out of your mind.
I read a book the other day about that. And it's more in like a meditation state, but I think it works outside of meditation. I'm not really sure yet, because I haven't tried it outside. But it's like, put that thought, like, you imagine a river in front of you, right? And then your thought comes, lands on a leaf, and then it floats down the river.
And it's gone. It's gone forever. Yeah. That's a great way to visualize it if you can't do the
Let it go. Because I struggle with that big time. My mind just goes to the same thing over and over and over. So I've been working on just like, get it out, let it go. Wow. It's done. Because it's okay to think. The thoughts are going to come. They're going to happen. Just let them, acknowledge them, let them go. Yeah. And then you'll be a lot more comfortable.
Well, that uncomfortableness will then make you comfortable. But then, once you're fully comfortable, whether it's like where you're looking for a new job, or you're thinking about having that conversation with your spouse about wanting to maybe do something, maybe like a big financial thing that you want to do, or an idea, you know, just make the ask, just be uncomfortable, have that conversation, because once it's over, it may be good, it may be bad. I mean, but at least you know that you had that conversation, or you did that thing, and you're not ever going to play the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yes, because that is a bad game to play.
Oh gosh, I have lots of shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I do too. But listen,
It is what it is.
Yeah. But I mean, at least, you know, you can do it for a second. Just realize you're doing it. That's all. You know?
Yeah.
Because once you realize it, then you can like take a step back and evaluate the situation and figure it out. Cause yeah, like you said, you got to level up though. Once you get comfortable, you got to do something else.
You got to level up. Mm-hmm. You got to level up. But yeah. So like we want to hear from you. Oh yeah. Super.
Yes.
Where they hit the coin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You hit that little box with the question mark on it.
Get your coin, get your flower power, mm-hmm. get your flower power and level up. But well, we want to hear from y'all about being uncomfortable and things that, you know, have changed for the good that you have done to step out of your comfort zone and what has come from that, from stepping out of your comfort zone. So send us those stories. You know, we want your stories with everybody. Yeah.
Because you never know, like, who needs to hear that story right
now.
Because if when you're in that situation, you know, just like Janine, we've all been there. And it's kind of nice to know that other people also have experienced those things.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, as military spouses, we're basically constantly uncomfortable just in this life. You know, there's a whole other lot of other lives that we live, but specifically this. I mean, moving all the time.
That's a really good point. You know what? We're pretty used to being uncomfortable just because we're constantly mm-hmm. moving to new communities and we're constantly having to communicate with new folks and try to get like new tribes or whatever. I mean, this mm-hmm.
you're in different cultures, you're in different like. You
exactly.
know. Yeah. And honestly, we've got a one up. Actually, we got a few ups on our civilian counterparts on that.
That's a really good point. We mm-hmm. already have a leg up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So way to go, y'all. Yes. We are awesome.
We are awesome.
But yeah, because, you know, in general, people do not do that in the general population nearly as much as we do.
I think that's a really good point. So great job, everybody. You already made it to step one.
Right. You have passed go and collected $200.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. I think
I had $200 to give everybody. That would be
also
pretty awesome.
If you guys want, you can go to our Patreon page. Just saying. We can spread the love out at some point. We'll start passing out dollar bills.
good call.
But yeah. I think that's something we need to remind ourselves of, you know, especially when like things are really crazy and you're like, oh, I'm dropping the ball everywhere. I'm not a good mom, wife. I can't get us moved because my husband's deployed and like things are crazy. Remind yourself that actually you're doing a great job and that you're doing better than the general population.
Just think
situation.
About all the stuff that you're doing. And I love that. I think that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. A really good point. So.
Yep.
You got this, guys. Everybody is in the same boat and we're all here and military spouses support military spouses. And we just, you know.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if you can't figure it out, send us an email.
Yeah.
We are not professionals by any means. But we can at least listen.
We may tell you to Google it, but...
Yeah, well, or you could just Google, because you're so good at Googling.
Well, just ask me to Google it for you. I'll see what I can find. I'll use my Googling skills.
Yeah, do that. You know, I mean, maybe... I don't know if you can charge for that, actually. But...
No.
I don't know. I mean, keyword knowledge is good. So, Speaking of charging for things that are really weird, I did read an article about a guy who... said that he was so good at like reading websites and like tell, you know, how do I want to say this? I don't even know what the right word is, but he would evaluate it to be customer friendly, user friendly. And so he said, you know, I'm so good that I can do this drunk. So then companies would hire him to get hammered and then evaluate their website. And it, this was like a real thing and he was overbooked.
That's hilarious. See guys, that is
do anything.
You just got to make the ask, right? You just got to make the ask.
And yes.
He's like, look, I'm awesome drunk. Pay me. Mm-hmm. And look at this.
And he did. Yeah. He did some big websites. I remember seeing some big names in there. It was really interesting, but yeah. Cause I mean, I guess ultimately, like if you can navigate drunk, then it's really, really good. So people who are not drunk, it'll be a supreme experience.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Wow.
If anyone needs help, I'm available.
Well,
I can drink wine and evaluate your website.
I'll drink Ken. I have to tell you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you try it?
I did. So if y'all listened to our last episode, was it last episode or the episode before? I talked about this drink called Ken, which is non-alcoholic. And some bars, like in New York City, have it there. So that if you don't want to drink a cocktail, you can drink a mocktail with Ken. And it's supposed to have, like, euphorics, you know, whatever. It's supposed to be, like, make you feel happy. Mm-hmm. So I went, we went on a family trip this past weekend. And my best friend and I went, and she brought her daughter. And so my husband and her husband were drinking beers. And we were playing this, like, board game. And we made Ken mocktails. And I don't know if it was, like, really working, but we were laughing our asses off, like, at the dumbest things. So
okay.
It must have been working. I don't know. But
we were just having a great time.
Or we were just having a great time. So either way, I mean, it was good. The mocktails were fun. It comes in a really pretty bottle, so it looks, like, really fancy. And, you know, I would say it was worth it. I definitely check it out. It's Kin, K-I-N, Euphorics.
That is really cool.
Yeah, so I would do it again. I would try it again.
I wonder, how do you test that, like, research?
I think you just do, like, you're going to have to do, like, the same activity one night after the other. Like, have the drink, and then, but I mean, yeah. I guess it all depends on other factors. Like, there's no
right,
way
there's
to, like,
a whole lot. That's what I was thinking, like, in an experiment, like, you always have to have the control.
Right.
Thing that never changes. So yeah. I don't know what that would be. And then you'd have to compare it to, like, being drunk. I don't know. There's a lot. Listen, I like things like this, so
yeah,
do our own test.
I didn't feel drunk, but I definitely felt happy. And I don't know if it was because I was there with my best friend and we were laughing at the board games, but we definitely were way sillier than, like, maybe what we wouldn't have been if we were drinking, like,
it enhanced your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's what, that's what, you know, a good glass of wine does. It enhances your meal. It enhances your, you know, experience with your family, your friends, whatever it may be. So
yeah. So
cool.
We liked it. We liked it.
I feel like that was a success.
Yeah, I do too.
Try it again.
All right, guys. Well, that's
ooh,
all.
Hold on. Here's a control. What? We should just both have it and then do an episode, and our audience can say whether or not we are way sillier or whatever than our previous episodes.
That's a good idea. We'll have to get some.
Okay.
We'll have to order some. Okay.
I have to. I can't. I mean, I won't take it. I mean, I'm gonna just consider it alcohol because on my diet I can't drink that.
Yeah.
We have 24 days.
And
23.
And I think it has, like, 5 calories in it or something like that.
I like 5 calories for a drink. That's good. So yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll, like, do, like, a countdown so you all know, so you'll have to listen.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else that we need to tell our listeners about before we wrap up?
No, not other than thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening and being awesome. And check out shopwesthouse.com. And
if you have tips for being comfortable being uncomfortable, let us know so we can share with other people.
Yes.
Because it is. That's how we grow. That's how we, you know, become better at everything.
Everything. Yes.
So. Yes.
And, you know, we are a shit show with a purpose, and we're always learning stuff.
We learn a lot of things, whether or not they're valuable to anybody's life. That's, you know,
well,
up to you.
If you've been following our podcast from the very beginning, you'll know that, like, we started this off not knowing what we were doing at all, and we still don't. But
so we're constantly uncomfortable here.
Yeah,
really. I mean, we are.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So, thanks again for listening. Y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.